Ladies and gentlemen, we understand that you have come tonight to bear witness to the sound of drum and bass. We regret to announce that this is not the case, as instead, we come tonight to bring you the sonic recreation of the end of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to hold your color.
Hello there, and welcome to the first ever Guy and O podcast. There's some great stuff lined up for the show, including some guild news, some good music, and an interview with our guildmaster Hitto. So sit back, have a cup of tea, and enjoy Guy and O podcast episode 1.
Okay, f*** it, I lied, it's drum and bass, what you gonna do?
Okay, now that the epic intro is over with, let me formally introduce you to our guild's own little podcast. I'm your host Zek, aka Neil, and this is the first of what I hope will be a long line of episodes of the Guy I Know podcast, and hopefully I'll have guests on the show instead of sitting recording this by myself. So let's move on to our first little segment, which is Guild News. The first bit of news is the guild site. I don't know if every member has seen it, and I doubt a lot of have. But it is pretty awesome. This podcast will probably be up on there too, so check it out. There are forums, a gallery that allows you to upload screenshots and view other people's, and there are some online polls. The web address is www.gnronin.wowstead.com. In other news, there's a competition starting for changing the rank names in the guild. Belial and Hitto, aka Nash, aka Hidokiri, are discussing it, I think, and the competition should be running quite soon. Information is on the forums on the guild site. I know that was short, but that's it for today's news. I said AKA a lot there. I always used to wonder what that meant, and never asked anyone because it would have made me feel stupid, and look stupid. I know what it means now though, I'm not just using it to sound smart on a podcast. Speaking of strange words, ever noticed the word bed actually looks like a bed?
Kick me out, kick me out. don't wanna hear ya. I don't wanna hear ya. Fake towns in San Francisco echo through the air. And there's a few bored faces at a black hole, wishing they weren't there. And as the microphone squeaks, the young girl's telephone beeps. Yeah, she's dashing for the exit. Oh, she's running to the streets outside. Oh, you saved me, she screams down the line. The band were fucking wanking, I'm not having a nice time. I don't want to hear ya.
Kick me out, kick me out.
I don't want to hear you, no. Amazing though, so all that's left is the proof that love's not only blind but deaf.
Sorry about that, I used the version with the bad word in it, and there may be children listening to this. I am ashamed. Now we move on to the main music segment of the podcast, even though we've had music already, but still.
GNR Tracks.
This segment I like to call GNR Tracks. I don't really like to call it that, but I just couldn't think of a better name. Basically, GNR Tracks is where I'll play three songs back to back, each with either the song title, the artist, or the album name, beginning with a G, an N, and an R. For this episode, it will be the song titles that begin with GNR. So, enjoy the 9 minutes or so of GNR Tracks.
Sister.
Well, that was a bit longer than 9 minutes, it was nearer 11. But still, hope you enjoyed that music session as much as I did. Okay, on to the next podcast segment, or SEG, as all us cool kids call them. Yeah. And I'm not making the woman do the segment name, she annoys me now. This SEG is called Fives and Fives, where I interview someone from the guild with 5 serious wow questions and 5 random questions that I just really want to ask. Since this is the first ever episode, I thought I'd make it special by interviewing Hito. Here's the clip.
Fives and Fives?
Damn it, she said it anyway. Here's the clip for real this time. Okay, welcome to Guy No Podcast, Hito. I'm fine, how are you? That's good. As you know, I'm going to ask you 5 serious questions and 5 pretty random questions. Okay. What's your favourite thing about Guy No Ronin?
It's going to sound cheesy, but all of you really, all the members, I can spend up to early hours in the morning just sitting up and talking to you guys on Skype when I'm in bed. Without you guys, we can't do those funny events and all those, you know, those great parades. You guys are just the last when it comes to voting, when we start doing bosses and stuff. You can just sit down there and focus. It's none of it's possible without J&R members, eh?
Awesome. Do you think we'll ever get to face the Lich King as a guild?
Yeah, there's no alternative to that question. Our progression group has been formed right now, but we know we're capable of doing this. We've just been doing some trials with random people in the guild, and it's worked out well so far. We've got the first quarter down, and now we're starting a progression group. So, fingers crossed. We shall be dealt with shortly for being a naughty boy.
Do you prefer tanking, healing, or DPSing?
Oh, I'd have to say my first love is tanking, like Isaac. Retribution, it's relaxing sometimes, and, well, I like big numbers. For Arena, I'm currently holding in protection. I guess you remember that because, well, we bumped into you once.
Yeah, you kicked our asses.
Yeah, that was just luck. Plus you were tanked then. I wasn't there. I have an awesome 2v2 partner to match with anyway. You're listening.
What's your favourite raid?
I'd have to say ICC, just because we haven't finished it yet. All the other instances are all great memories though. I mean, I still have pictures of all of us doing Max as Bunny Rabbit.
What's your favourite instance?
I say I switch off during instances just because I don't really think about them. And yeah, you go through them all the time over and over again, you can just sort of,
yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, I like healing instances that you just don't do anything. Literally we did a whole game today and we had 4 DPS and we ducked it.
Sounds fun. Do you like bananas?
Oh yeah, my banana! What was that video called again?
I forget.
Yeah, that was awesome. You're the queen of France, yeah?
Yeah, oh, it was Rejected, that's what it's called.
See, watch it.
If you could be any other person for a day, who would you be and why?
That's a big, scary question. Off the top of my head, maybe John Malkovich. Because, watch the film Being John Malkovich.
I haven't seen that film.
Maybe, you should. It's weird, but it's blowing your mind.
What's your favourite band?
My favourite band? I don't know, depends on my mood, maybe. Foo Fighters?
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, music, they too. And Pink Floyd, and Tenacious D, and Korn, and it just goes on and on.
If you wanted me to play you... if you wanted me to play you any song, what would it be?
I'd say... play me the greatest song in the world. I mean, Tenacious D wrote a song about it, I haven't heard it yet.
You mean tribute?
That's a tribute.
Okay.
It wasn't the greatest song in the world.
Are you glad the interview is now over?
Yeah, because I'm craving a banana now, thanks.
Okay, thanks Hito for the first ever interview for the podcast.
Thank you this has been rather strange. I'm not used to interviews.
Okay. Well, that was fun. Sorry about the sound quality. If it's too hard for you to hear, there are episode transcripts on the Gyno podcast site, and the transcripts also include the titles and artists of all the songs played. And to guide us swiftly out of Fives and Fives, I'll play Hito's song. He did request the greatest song in the world, but I couldn't obtain that. And then he sent me a message on the Guild site requesting a different song. And here it is.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Pokemon, gotta catch them all.
It's you and me, I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend.
In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch them all.
A heart so true, better team. Arm in arm, we'll win the fight. It's always been our dream.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
It's you and me, I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend.
In a world we must defend.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
A heart so true, our courage will pull us through. You teach me, and I'll
Now on to our final segment for this episode, Interesting Facts. About a week ago I posted on the guild forums asking guildies to send in interesting facts about themselves that no one in the guild knew. Only two replied, so the segment's going to be short. The first person to send me in some interesting facts was Sindor. I'll read two of hers out. Her first fact is that she used to work as a model, and her other fact is that every summer she goes camping to the wild woods in the north of Russia. The other person who sent me in an interesting fact was Belial. He told me that he has two cats, one called Plamka, which in English means spot, but it's a female version of the name. By the way, I hope I pronounced Plamka right. The other cat is called Mali, which means small. Spot was named Spot because she has a spot inside her ear, and lots of times she left spots on the floor, aka poos. Small was named Small because he was so small as a kitten that he fit into the palm of Belial's hand, but now he's very big for a cat of his age. And so that finishes Interesting Facts. And that finishes the first episode of Guy I Know Podcast. It's been a semi-fun filled rollercoaster, and a big thanks to Hito, Sindor and Belial for their contributions. On the next episode, there will be someone else in the show apart from just me, and there will be a whole new segment. And since Pendulum brought us into the first ever Guy I Know podcast, it seems only appropriate that they take us out. Thanks for listening.